Hello, and welcome to the Creative Viz podcast, where we discuss topics in architecture, development, and visual media. Today, I'm really excited to have Sam Mira with Booz Development. He is a development project manager there. Welcome, Sam. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Scott, for having
Absolutely.
Me. Love to have this platform to discuss things.
That's great. Thank you. We were talking a minute ago. You have a really interesting background. I understand you studied engineering, then worked for a time in construction and are now on the development side. Can you walk us through that and how that happened?
I started my bachelor's in civil engineering in India. When you do the bachelor's, you basically get small knowledge things about different fields in civil engineering. So you will get to understand traffic, you get to understand environmental, everything. So you get a little bit of exposure to everything. The most important thing that I liked from that experience was the construction management part. Mm-hmm. That is where I was like, okay, this is my niche. This is what I need to work on. And to work on that, I came to US to do my master's at UF, University of Florida. Mm-hmm. That is the path that I took to make sure that I constantly work on something that I love. To me, construction management is something that I love to do. I'm passionate about. Now, whenever you go into a market, anything that you do, you want to understand the minute details before you start to work on the big things. That is my approach. You build your foundation strong so that you can build a tall building on it. My approach was that let's build my foundation strong by making sure that I have exposed myself to subcontractor work. Understand what they work on, how they do work. What are their emotions, feelings? What do they go through while they are on site? First 3 years of my career, I spent on going through that, making sure that what is the basic approach of subcontractors when they are approaching a project. Once I understood that, once I understood their process, once I understood how things work over here, I was like, okay, let me go venture in GC world now, because now I understood subcontractor world, I can hire subcontractors properly. Then I started working on the GC side. More general contractor work I did for 3-4 years. Then I understood GC work, the processes are in. I understand what to do, how to hire subcontractors, how to make sure that the productivity of the project goes properly. My approach is always to keep growing, learning, growing. Learning and growing, that is proponents of what I go by. Once I learn and I understand things, I just don't want to stick in a place where I'm like, okay, now I cannot learn anymore. This is it. As soon as I get to that point, I'm like, okay, I need to learn more. That is how I ventured into real estate development. I knew, let's say, 40% of what happens in development. I learned 60% of what goes on, a lot more on permitting, entitlements, how to deal with the county, cities, design work. Part and parcel of things were always involved in my projects before, but taking it hands-on and putting effort in it, it is a different story. That is basically my journey. And journey will keep going on. I'll keep trying to venture, keep learning, and keep trying to grow as much as I can.
Absolutely. I don't care how old you are, how many years you've been doing it, there's always more to learn. It's such a unique industry we're in. There's always innovation and so much complexity. And every project is different. There's a discovery with every single one. I'd like to explore your background, particularly in construction. How does that affect when you approach a development project? How does that background shape your approach to it?
That is a very interesting question and a very good question because, good. See, the thing is, when you have seen how subcontractors work, when you have been in their shoes, and then you were in shoes of general contractor, you know exactly how they are thinking, what is their approach to do the work, how they will get to the end result that is giving you the building, what are the factors that affect the productivity, the quality of work. When you look at that entire picture, let's say development of a real estate property is a big picture. Construction is a 40%, 50% part of it because everything is dependent on construction. You get to understand the costs better. You get to understand the timelines better. everything that is related to construction eventually affects your project.
Right.
Plus the planning. The planning of a project becomes better because now I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to put a budget together, but I'm realistically thinking what factors will affect this budget while we are going through this timeline. Mm-hmm. When I'm thinking about someone would tell me that it would take 8 months, but I have built this project myself before, I know it takes 6 months. So I understand I can counter-check those things. And that the price-wise, let's say a site cost comes in and they say that, okay, for 2-acre development, it will take $2 million. But being a GC, I know that it doesn't take $2 million. It takes only $1.4 million. Mm-hmm. All those factors affect a project and the planning of the project. The more you can affect the planning of the project rather than doing the planning while you are doing the project, mm-hmm. gives you a better result. It gives you better productivity of the project.
Absolutely. It's so interesting. Can you point to a recent project where that might have come into play?
I just did a project in Minnesota.
Okay.
We were building a NTNs and a Jamba Juice. It is a 2-in-1 store. What helped me go through that project was that I have built a lot of QSRs. Mm-hmm. So I understood the cost of the project. I understood it only takes us 110 days to build it. And timelines were good. We were able to get through the approval of the project in the REC stage pretty quickly because I was able to put all these factors together. You're always learning in this market. What I learned from that project was interesting. The weather is such a big factor. We started building, I think, in August.
Okay.
Our 110 days was going to expire. Well, we're going to complete, let's say, mid-November was our target date. Now, obviously, we had some issues with the constructibility and things like that. But as we go by it, we found out the winter, the fall weather came early. The snow started early. We were not able to do our asphalt. We were not able to do our landscaping because it was not suitable to do it that climate. Although we got the TCO, we were able to open the project. But that is what I learned. Now, when I'm working in that climate, I would know that I cannot do these things. And I will put timeline in my project that these two things would have to be done later, how to maneuver them. I would say on the budgeting side, we were very good. We were able to keep everything in grabs. The only other issue that I can remember and was a good learning experience was that it was snowing when we were doing the due diligence. Mm-hmm. So ground was hard. We were not able to do the landscape. This site had a hill on it. So on one side of the property, there was a hill that was 20 feet high. We were not able to do a geotech on it. Mm-hmm. We designed our entire retaining wall on the basis of the geotech that we did on the site, but we were not able to do the geotech on that. As the entire timeline went by and we were ready to start the construction, we realized, oh, that thing is not done. We need to go make sure that the geotech matches to what we have already encountered on the site. And interestingly, that didn't match. Mm. We had to revise the designs. That delayed our process a little bit. Like I said, I look at everything as a learning experience. Now I learned from it. I would make sure that it never happens again.
Exactly. I imagine you have a buffers, contingencies for things that come up. And so that's going to be a different thing on every project, yeah. Right?
We definitely try to put as much buffer, like 5% contingency mm-hmm. to cover these things. But it is more about the productivity of a project. When something like that happens, now you have to stop. You have things start to stall a little bit, or GC is still trying to figure out, okay, I have this problem. How am I going to resolve it? Meanwhile, your subcontractors cannot come to site and work on the regular stuff. So mm-hmm. I feel like it still affects the productivity of your project. That is why I prefer to do as much planning as you can in the starting. Mm-hmm. And look at all the factors. There are so many other factors. Yes, we will miss some of them. But if you have gone through these issues before, try to look at all the factors possible so that you have a very well-planned project when you go on site or when you even start the designing process.
Absolutely. It's so interesting. I understand you're working on a project in Florida. We're talking about Minnesota. You're doing projects all over the country. When you are putting those teams together, what do you look for when you're assembling teams for new development?
I have the approach of teamwork and accountability. Mm-hmm. Let's say you are hiring someone to work for you. You're going to dig deeper to make sure that this is a good fit, mm-hmm. that they communicate better, they're accountable for the work they're going to perform, and we work as a good, productive team. I look for it in everything. When I am looking for people who I'm going to work with, I'm going to try to look at all these qualities before we do a contract. Mm-hmm. We are going to do a lot of conversations. We are going to talk about the project. I'm going to see how quickly you're going to send me the proposal. If you said you're going to send it by Friday, mm-hmm. did you send it by Friday or you delayed? What is your understanding of the project? Also, I want to go into your history. How much of this you are being exposed to?
Right.
Or are you going to just do it first time? Because that is so important with development, knowing the infrastructure, how to plan, how the permits will happen, what the county or city is looking for. Because some people, when they commit to these things and don't have that experience, then that learning curve causes issues mm-hmm. during the project. I prefer people to learn, but don't learn on my project. Yes, I want you to learn, but learn with an expert mm-hmm. while they are doing the project, not taking on my project as a learning project. Those are the things I really focus on. I want everyone to be accountable. As much as I am accountable for the actions that I take, I want you to take the accountability for the actions that you take. Because in the end, this is a partnership. You and I are partners. Mm-hmm. Your progress, your success, and my progress and success are both interdependent. So let's look at it that way. And if you do better, I'll do better, and we all will go forward in the right direction.
Great attitude. I love it. Not every project goes well. I know that there are a number of challenges for a lot of us in the industry at this moment. What are some of your biggest challenges that you're seeing right now?
The challenges on a project are generally when you didn't plan mm-hmm. properly. Let's say I'm working on a project that is a 10-acre project right now, mm-hmm. and it is at the final stages of completing the site work. But the issues that comes on is we did not design the turn lane properly, or the structure should not be here. It has to be moved now. Sometimes when things happen which should have been planned properly beforehand, and we should have looked at those things in detail and have not thought about it, what it does is it delays the project. Obviously, this is delaying the timeline mm-hmm. of our project and delaying the productivity of the site contractor. Also, the biggest issue nowadays I'm seeing is the accountability with people, what they are working on. Mm-hmm. For some reason, either they get too busy, they pick up too many projects, and then their commitment to a project goes down. They do not put all the efforts in trying to close out the project, get the work done in time. That is one of the things that we have faced a lot, where people are not taking accountability. And that is why I talked about why accountability is so important. Mm-hmm. Because if you take accountability for your actions, it helps us so much. I don't like to micromanage. I like to give you all the freedom to do your work. Mm-hmm. But at least give me the results that we talked about. We will talk about, okay, this will be delivered in 2 days. Please do it in 2 days, not 5 days, not 10 days.
Sure.
2 days is what we talked about, delivered in 2 days. These are some of the things that we are seeing a lot. I don't know if COVID had some kind of effect mm-hmm. on it, how people were working during that time. But that accountability, I feel, has to come back, has to be what we should focus on.
That's interesting. What do you think might help in that regard? Is it, like you mentioned, subcontractors, are they potentially inexperienced in the field, or with time that might get better?
I think there are two factors to mm-hmm. it. One is obviously the experience. Mm-hmm. The second is your attitude towards the work. When you are working on a project, I have an attitude of, I want to deliver the best product for you. Mm-hmm. That is my attitude. Mm-hmm. It is not about money. It's not about what I'm going to make from this project. It is more about how I can deliver the best product for you. All my efforts would be towards to make sure that the product has the quality, it is delivered in time, and it is in budget. Mm-hmm. When you focus on producing good product, giving people services, the money comes to you as a byproduct. Mm-hmm. People are focusing too much on trying to gain more profits rather than giving people good service. Good service brings you more clients, brings you more profit. We should always focus on our product and quality that we give people and be proud of it.
Absolutely. Well said. I couldn't agree more. I think that's true throughout our entire industry, if not beyond. But thanks for sharing that. Do you have any success stories, anything that's working particularly well for you right now? Love to hear these.
The approach that I have taken with doing a lot of due diligence on who I am working with and understanding their characteristics and how they work on their projects, even going to the detail with doing multiple meetings with them, even before we have signed the contracts, I think that has helped me a lot. That is what I would attest to, is that the more you start to understand the people you're working with, I think that has helped me a lot to make sure that we are understanding each other properly, because a lot is dependent on communication. Mm-hmm. What is happening a lot is that I would say X, the person on the other side didn't understand it as X, it is Y for him. Mm-hmm. Then there is a miscommunication that goes on all along that project. The communication part that I have realized is very important. No matter what happens, as long as you communicate with each other on what the deadlines are, what we are trying to achieve, and are we on the same page throughout the process, that has helped me a lot. That is one of the most important things that I have learned throughout my life. That is what I focus on doing on everything.
Absolutely. Really well said there. I couldn't agree with you more on that front. It just really speaks to the heart of the podcast, getting people to share their stories and learn from each other, hearing other experiences. Thank you so much, Sam. I really appreciate your time with us today. It's been a pleasure. I've learned a ton. Thank you so much for coming on.
I want to thank you for putting this show together. This is a really important initiative. This is what I was looking forward to. What I have always focused on is that let's not make our own mistakes if we can learn from someone else's mistake.
Yeah.
And that is so important. For some reason, we forget that everyone is on their own journey. Why don't we learn from each other's experience and work good as a group rather than thinking that I'm the only horse in the race? There are so many horses in the race. I really appreciate your effort over here.
Oh, well, thank you, Sam. A great reminder. Let's keep those lines of communication open. Let's keep the conversation going. Really appreciate it today. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you so much for listening in, and we'll see you on the next one.